So what about, did you notice a distinction in terms of being involved in this debate between owners and renters?
No.
No, no distinction.
No.
Okay.
I think the people who wanted it really wanted it, not for personal reasons.
You mean wanted it to come down?
They wanted it to come down because these were people who'd been involved in trying to improve the neighborhood before the freeway issue came up. And they really saw the potential and saw the difference that we'd already made and could see that we could create a much better neighborhood.
So was there discussion at the
Now,
time?
some of the renters, of course, did say that at that time that they were not didn't want to get involved because they didn't really feel they had a stake in the neighborhood. They just were renters.
This is like when you were asking them for their signature or something, or just to
Oh
try to
no,
recruit them?
they would sign the petition.
But to, just to get them to be more involved.
Yeah, because they didn't feel they wanted to work to improve the neighborhood because they didn't own anything, and I guess maybe they felt like they were not going to be permanent members in the neighborhood. But of course, as time went on, as soon as we won, they realized how valuable their rent-controlled apartments were.
Right.
So we have a completely different situation today because they do see themselves as permanent members of the community. Because
If
if
they
they
move.
leave, they have to leave the city.
Right.
So that's I'm glad that that's changed. But originally, most of the people in this neighborhood were renters because the owners didn't want to live here.
When you say originally, you mean with by the early in the early 90s?
Yeah, when I
Okay.
moved here, most of these houses, I don't know that there were any owners of Rose Street apartments or houses who lived on Rose Street. I think that whole alleyway between Octavia and
You can.
well,
We're gonna.
Octavia and Laguna, those were all renters there. And most of the houses, along Page and Haight, all of those were rentals. Oakenville, all of those were rentals. And of course, since the owners were not there, all these houses were in real ill repair. But as soon as the crime began to diminish, and people could see, they had these beautiful homes that needed to be spruced up, and now that it could be a pleasant place to live, so they would evict the tenants and moved in themselves, A lot of them fixed the places up and then sold them for a whole lot of money. And then we had a lot of speculators move in. And
Was this during the freeway battles?
yeah, all during that too, yeah, because things were getting better. We were making a real dent in the crime. And the laws have changed now about being able to evict tenants and move in and sell your place, and it's more difficult to do now. But then we have a lot of 4 and 6 unit apartment buildings that are very nice in this neighborhood, and people would move in. They get one or two partners who would also move in to the other units, and there would be a deal where the partners could like live there rent free. Or you have to be there 1 year, I think was the thing, and then they can move out, and then the owner could then rent the apartments out at market rate, or you could sell the building too. And some people just bought the building because the buildings were the value of the buildings were based on the amount of rent that mm-hmm. came in, so they were mm-hmm. really low value. Mm-hmm. I mean, people were practically paying people to live wow. in these places because mm-hmm. no one wanted to live there. Mm-hmm. And so we had a lot of bohemian artists and mm-hmm. poets and all that kind of stuff. And they all got moved out. Mm. Little by little, and one building I know, these people moved in and sold it a year later and tripled for three times what they paid for it, and they did nothing to